Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I was in San Diego this weekend. We usually try to go every year. COVID kind of changed that, and we've had to do a lot of trips to L.A., so we haven't gotten to be in San Diego for a couple years. So we got to finally go, you know, enjoy the bay, even though it's a big bay. Not Mission Bay, but the big San Diego harbor area. We got to enjoy the water. We got to see some good friends, sea lions. Beautiful, beautiful trip. San Diego, some of the best weather in the country. Exquisite. But they are famous for their sea lions. And there was a video that went viral over the weekend of sea lions in this area that I was at, La Jolla Cove, chasing away humans and people on the beach. Now, sea lions aren't necessarily dangerous. You know, if you don't bug the bees won't bug you. If you don't bug the sea lion won't bug you. But the sea lions are kind of aggressive. And if they don't want a human in their spot, it's a very small area that they want, you know, they will ask you to move. And I'm starting to watch for these videos where you see these sea lions kind of come in to a human arena when actually before the humans were there, they were there, and tell that human to get the hell out of the way. Now, some of you have noticed my videos because I had videotaped the sea lions when I was there on La Jolla Cove, and you're like, that looks like a seal. There's a difference between sea lions and seals. You could tell a sea lion because they got ears or these ear flaps. They also got much bigger flaps, and they're just bigger animals. Sometimes they're brown. So in one of my pictures, I have one sunning himself really brown, and then the other one, you know, in the water, you know, kind of barking at everybody and you know. But, there were snorkelers, there were scuba divers, and it's amazing to be able to be near wildlife like that. But interestingly, this is San Diego. San Diego has, you know, beautiful access to water, beautiful ports. I was walking home to the hotel. We went to meet my son and his girlfriend, and we were walking back to the hotel, and all of a sudden some guy comes up going, coyote, coyote. And we're like, oh, we see coyotes all the time. You know, Vegas, we're around coyotes. Well, there's a coyote running around a mall parking lot. Everybody's all freaking out. And I've just noticed a trend. I don't know about you guys, unless maybe I'm just noticing it now and it's always been. But I've noticed this trend where animals are starting to invade, even though they're not technically invading. They were there first. But these animals are starting to go, look, you know, this is my home. I get you guys built a home and you put in some landscaping and all that. But this used to be my home. I kind of felt a little bit that way about Vegas because I was here in the 80s and I used to be able to walk everywhere, park everywhere, and all of a sudden now these hotels are like, well, you need to pay for parking. And no, you can't drive through here. You need to drive around this way. That's the way the street is. And I'm like, no, I used to be able to cut across the field. Okay, this is my field. I paid thousands upon thousands of dollars, tax dollars, to build this city. I want to drive across the field, and you can't drive across the field anymore. Now you have to go around, and you know, and it's just, and we humans start to get spoiled, and we, and I'll go, well, this is our beach. So these sea lions, apparently what happened this weekend, these sea lions were getting mad that there were all these humans on their beach. Sea lions like the sun, they like to hang out on the beach, they like to relax, they like to have a mojito. And so they started barking, and both of them started flapping on the beach to get everybody to move. Now, I didn't see that with me. I only saw them bark and then kind of swim up and kind of look at us like, what are you guys doing? So there's another video where apparently there's a hotel. I don't know where this hotel or resort is, But a sea lion comes in from the ocean, walks up the stairs, goes into the pool, then comes out of the pool, makes a beeline for apparently his chair. This might have been where he used to always sit. And there's a man in the chair. So the man gets the hell out and he grabs his towel. And then the sea lion just lies in the chair and then just lies down like, I'm exhausted from that swim. And it appears to me that these animals are trying to live among us humans. And we're acting like we're getting invaded by the animals and all that. But this is kind of the animal space. I'm not saying we move and we tear down the buildings and all that. But I think we need to appreciate, rather than an animal coming in going, oh my gosh, this is a stray animal. He has rabies. Let's shoot it. I think you guys need to realize that this is their cove. This is their land. This is their arena. And they've let us live here for years, and they might be fighting back. They might be fighting back because of the drought, and they're hungry. They might be fighting back because it's just too damn hot, and they want to find shelter, and your asphalt parking garage or your parking lot is messing it up for them because now they don't have their little rocks or their little burrows or their little trees or wherever they go. But when you see a sea lion invade and a coyote invade, and in my neck of the woods, we have rattlesnakes. Rattlesnakes are now sneaking into people's yards and sneaking into people's bushes. And so when you walk your little dog, they'll just go out and snap at your dog. We forget that these animals are being pushed from their desert arena now into these residential areas, and they need food, they need water. They're either going to come to us for that, or they're going to say, you know what, we let you guys have this place for 5-10 years, we're taking it back. Somebody on Facebook said that a coyote came into his backyard and killed his ducks. I guess he had ducks. My mom had chickens, you know, growing up. I mean, you know, people have animals. And to get, to lose them to wildlife, and the wildlife was there first, and we might want to just, as we expand, and boy, is there a housing boom in the desert. I don't know how, with no water, but it's still, we have such a housing boom. I think we need to just, you know, be sensitive to the idea that these animals, they want their coves. They want their land. They want their trees. They want their burrows. They want their caves. The other thing, too, that I don't think they like is in the olden days, you would see an animal and you would just watch. Well, now everybody wants to get a selfie, so they want to be like, you know, and so they come up to the animal, and the animals don't want you to. That's what we think triggered this little run of the seals the other day, because somebody tried to take a selfie next to a seal who wanted to be left alone. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented recommend hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So another huge controversial issue that Americans are facing and debating is whether tax dollars should go to the transition of a boy who wants to be a girl who wants to be a boy, male who wants to be female who wants to be male. Should tax dollars go to that? Should schools teach it? Should schools foster it, encourage it, without parental consent or parental involvement? There's all these issues coming up. And I had said a while back, I said, look, from what I've seen from my patients, some of them, not all, have have a regret. They have a transitioning regret. And we need to talk to people who have lost their breasts, lost their penis, lost the ability to have a baby. And get there, they are probably the biggest wealth of information. You know, everybody that seems to make these policies are the ones that are not the individuals involved. There's always this one group that seems to want to, you know, speak for everybody, you know, other races, other demographics, other, you know, other populations and communities. But I'd said, we really need to ask these, you know, have transgenders that transitioned be very, very honest about the pros and cons, because that will help people make a decision. A lot of kids don't understand that they might want to have a baby later. When I was a kid, I'm like, I'm not going to, what? That's going to come out of my, no. But then when you're an adult, you're like, yep, I want a baby. So a California teen girl, so she's still a teenager. She's only 17. Who once identified as transgender, took hormones, underwent surgery to affirm the identity, has now spoken out in favor of a Florida rule that is blocking Medicaid funds from paying for medical interventions for gender dysphoria. She says, I really don't understand all the ramifications of any of the medical decisions that I was making. She said this at a public hearing on Friday. She said she was medically transitioned from ages 13 to 16, she took puberty-blocking drugs and testosterone. She underwent surgery to remove her breasts at the age of 15. She goes, I was unknowingly physically cutting off my true self from my body irreversibly and painfully. I didn't know, she said, if I'll be able to fully carry a child, and I might be at increased risk for certain cancers, mainly cervical cancer. This was in a private meeting with Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo on Friday. On Twitter, it was posted and said, and because I do not have my breasts, I am not able to breastfeed whatever future children I have. That realization actually was one of the biggest things that led me realizing that this was not the path that I should have taken. She goes, no child should have to experience what I have. When asked what she would say to the public, she said, do not transition your kids. If you are considering a transitioning, please wait until you're a fully developed adult. Cole's Twitter handle is Chew Cole. Transitioning can damage your body, she says, and mind in ways that we may not fully understand. She also warned against transgender medical interventions in children. Medicalization of minors with gender dysphoria might advance the political views of physicians involved in their care, but the data showing any benefits for the actual children is extraordinarily thin. That's what the Surgeon General told Fox News. The affirmation model runs on acceptably high risk of harm. He added, Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Ladapo, parents are threatened with fears of suicide, but the treatments have not been shown to actually reduce this risk. He said, these patients need compassionate care of their emotional and mental well-being, not be embroiled in political views about sex, gender. So there's a rule, 59G-1.050, in which the Agency for Healthcare Administration would restrict Medicaid funding from transgender drugs and procedures. Under the rule, Florida Medicaid would not cover puberty blockers, hormones, hormone antagonists, sex reassignment surgeries, or any other procedures that alter primary or secondary sexual characteristics to treat gender dysphoria. Transgender activist groups, medical associations, American Academy of Pediatrics have supported medical interventions for minors diagnosed with gender dysphoria. And they also condemned policies such as the one that Cole supports. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, they recommend that youth who identify as transgender have access to comprehensive gender-affirming and developmentally appropriate health care that is provided in a safe and inclusive clinical space. This was a March 2021 statement. They were condemning laws against transgender medical interventions. In May 2021, the Biden administration, according to Fox News, and the Department of Health and Human Services announced that the Office for Civil Rights will interpret and enforce Section 1557 of the Affordable Care Act and Title IX's prohibition on discrimination based on sex to include discrimination on the basis of gender identity. Now, you know, medical professionals, they're mixed on this. You know, I told you guys how I feel, but I'll tell you what some other doctors say. Dr. Matt Benson, a board-certified pediatric endocrinologist in Jacksonville, testifies that he agrees with the AHCA's role. He says, I think the data on which the gender affirmative model is based is not scientific. He cites studies from Sweden and Denmark showing extremely high rates of suicide among people who took transgender interventions and concluded we need better data. We need long-term prospective trials where we can look at adverse effects. We need much more robust data to justify these kinds of very robust therapies. So this is something that, I mean, you would think with everything going on right now, with, you know, the war in Ukraine, with, inflation, with a looming recession, with us having thousands of people come to the border and us needing to figure out how to pay for their health care, thousands upon thousands of homeless individuals and veterans, a VA system that struggles to be there for our VAs, you would think that the money we have, you know, that it would, we would, you know, go, okay, look, guys, let's start to prioritize what we need. And, you know, having a transgender family member in our extended family, I can understand why somebody would want to transition. I get that. But does it have to be the taxpayer's dollar? Does it have to be so immediate without parental discussion? Now, most doctors will get the parents involved, but we understand that there's some schools that want to start to counsel children without parents knowing because they think the parents are going to interfere and not allow that child to speak. I think there's a happy medium somewhere, but the one thing I could tell you based on my experience as a doctor is people will make a decision when they're a child and regret it as an adult because our thinking is much different as an adult, our goals, our wants. Look at how many men now want to have children. Then you see pregnant men. They transition to a male, but they want to have a baby. That's why now we have an emoji of a pregnant man. So even, you know, whoever is deciding for the LGBTQ community, because I don't think it's all them. I think it's another group that is, you know, the social justice warriors making these progressive moves. They're already in acceptance of a male having a baby, meaning that cis female, trans male has their female body parts. If they're okay with a transgender, you know, being able to be fertile, then why is there such a campaign to interfere with that fertility and to remove body parts? Yeah, I told you guys, you know, as a kid, I'm a cis female, heterosexual. I love men. I love, you know, dating men. I love sleeping with men. I love my husband. But I have always not really aligned myself as a female. I really consider myself more, I prefer to do what the guys do. If I could pee standing up, I would. Maybe that's why I pee in the shower, because I just really love the idea of standing up to pee. I hate the fact that I have to sit. I love sports. I love hanging out with the guys. I've always felt like I've aligned more with men. Doesn't mean I'm going to have surgery. Doesn't mean I'm going to, you know. When I was a little girl, I wanted to be my dad. I didn't want to be my mom. I wanted to grow up to be my dad. So if somebody had talked to me as a little girl saying, look, we can help you so you never have to become a woman, you can be a guy, I would probably have said, oh, great. But then as an adult, I'm like, no, I love my boobies. I love having a uterus. I want to have babies with a husband. So you change your mind. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A fire in California's Sierra Nevadas continued to expand, with sprinklers being deployed to protect over 500 of the giant sequoia trees. The blaze in Yosemite National Park was measured at 2,044 acres Sunday evening, zero containment. The Los Angeles Department of Elections determined the petition to recall Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has enough signatures to trigger an election. Tim Leinberger on KTLA 5 is a part of the Gascon recall.
Los Angeles residents are really making their voice loud and clear with today's submission, and we're excited to finally be to this point, but it's sad that we even have to do it in the first place. There's too much at stake.
Nearly 715,000 signatures were collected. A total of 567,000 ballot signatures were needed. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. When President Biden started destroying America's energy independence, the American economy followed shortly after. Representative Debbie Lesko, Republican from Arizona on Newsmax, she says Biden must unleash domestic energy production to fight inflation.
And there's a reason for that, because their energy policies are terrible, absolutely terrible. You know, when the European Parliament just this week voted to make natural gas and nuclear sustainable energy, and they are so liberal that Biden administration is so out of touch with reality. I can tell you that if President Biden did one thing today, gasoline prices would go down, and that would be to encourage U.S. production of oil and gas instead of his war on U.S. oil and gas.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. So I like to, maybe it's the doctor in me, I like to minimize conflict until, so we could prevent the bigger conflict. And so one very, very sad case was this Bodella, if I'm pronouncing it right, those little shops in New York, those little, what are they called? Bodegas? Those little bodegas, those little shops that have, tons of things, like a convenience store. Austin Simon died when he was stabbed by Jose Alba on July 1. And when you look to see what led to the, the death. You're like, gosh, this could have been stopped on so many fronts. And we are seeing violence and we're seeing behavior choices that used to not be. You know, there used to be able to wait where we'll let you talk it out. And it looks like nobody wants to talk anymore. So apparently all this happened. Allegedly, the girlfriend of Austin Simon had a benefit card. And how food stamps are now, and I don't know if that's exactly what this benefit card was, but in the olden days you would get food stamps, and then you would use those food stamps to buy food. Then, I think, in my neck of the woods, you could just get food for your children, the actual food, the actual milk, the actual meat, the actual vegetables. Well, then they went back to now you have a card. And you have a certain amount of money on your card, and then you could buy food. You're not supposed to buy junk food with it, but anyway. So the girlfriend wanted to get her child a bag of chips using the card. When Jose Alba, who owned the little store, ran the card and there was no funds, he declined it. I believe there was a back and forth where she asked if the kid could have the chips for free and he said no. Well, then the boyfriend of the woman, Austin Simon, I guess started to come around to his area and accost him about why there was this issue, why he couldn't, didn't really hear all the verbiage, but it ensued where it sounded like he wanted to calm him down. He wanted to, tell him, look, it's just, I don't want any trouble. And then it got violent, and it looks like he grabbed a knife that was nearby and stabbed him. Jose Alba, 61 years old. The man who died was 37 years old. From what we understand, he did have a previous record. But it had to do with the bag of chips and her benefit card not having any more money on it. Alba eventually went to jail. He was arrested. He had a $500,000 bond. That was lowered to $250,000. Well, at first the prosecutor wanted $500,000. Then he got a $250,000 bond. People were just freaking out and they were pretty upset. And they campaigned for him. They tried to raise money on GoFundMe. GoFundMe ended up stopping the page after about $20,000. And finally, I believe the judge lowered it to $50,000. And now he's out on bond. Alba doesn't have a criminal record, but he stabbed this other individual who came to the back of him. And it sounded like he tried to minimize it. However, it sounds like he was attacked from also the girlfriend. Now there's a video saying the girlfriend pulled a knife. He used a box cutter to protect himself against Austin Simon. But the girlfriend now has not been charged, but there's a video showing she has a knife in her hand and she tried to stab him. This is, I mean, all over a bag of chips and a card that had no more funds. Alba says, Papa, I don't want a problem. Papa. Simon charged into the Blue Moon convenience store minutes after his girlfriend tried to buy a bag of chips and was declined. The woman claimed Alba snatched the bag of chips from the child. And is heard on the video. So the man is heard. Did you put food? Alba responds. So I don't know if that's a typo. Alba responds that he'll try her card one more time. Okay, Mama, let me do it another time. My God, there's money on there. That's what she said, I guess. But when he scans it multiple times, says it's not working. Then you see other customers yelling, and she goes, "You can't touch my daughter. Don't snatch that out of my daughter." She starts to cuss at him. The woman reported Alba snatched a bag of chips from her daughter. She continues, "I'm going to bring my blank down here," was the N-word, "and he's going to blank you up. My N is going to come down here right now and F you up." Alba tells her that it's not his fault. The card is not working. Another woman asked, "Did they take something from you?" Alba said, "No, I take it back." Simon can then be seen in the video storming into the store, walking around the counter, confronts Alba, what's up with you, you know, N-word, what is wrong with you? And then it starts getting, you know, violent from there. And, when you look at this, you know, for those of us who do have, you know, businesses and we work with the public, we want to look at these things going, okay, well, this is what I would have done differently so this wouldn't happen. And sometimes there's situations where, you know, this could have been any of us. We could have been there, tried to get payment. There was no payment. There was no money. And so, do we get intimidated to just give? As a doctor, I did stuff for free all the time. But, you know, when you have a retail store, you can only give so much for free. And once people realize that, oh, you know, you can just get something for free if you don't have money, that after a while, that place has to close down because all they do is get stuff for free. And so, I think the idea of there being benefit cards and then the cards, you know, being used for junk food is an issue. I loved the idea of if you want to feed your child, you get the milk. And then I guess the government reimburses you. So you get the milk, you get the vegetables, you get the protein, you get the, so, but, you know, benefits card looks like, allegedly, according to this, can be used for chips, can be used for junk food. But a lot of stores don't, you know, there's, a lot of stores aren't equipped to, you know, have healthy food. So they have the convenience store food. So if somebody's coming in, their benefits are used up, they're like, look, no, you know, I can't give you our product for free. That shouldn't put him at risk of getting attacked. But what's really, really sad is somebody died. The idea of, you know what, I can come in there, I can intimidate you to give us the food, Jose, you know, felt threatened and he stabbed him. This shouldn't have happened. But we are right now at a situation where store owners or store employees are sitting ducks with crime. You know, when my grandfather was held up, guy comes in, puts a gun to his head, robs him, but luckily he left. And that was it. I mean, so, you know, crimes have happened and holdups have happened and all that. But, you know, now, you know, people are fighting back. They don't feel like they have enough police presence, so they're starting to take matters into their own hands, and I worry that there's going to be more killing. Now, and I understand the benefits card makes it so much easier for people rather than going to a store just to get the milk and the vegetables and all that. But the benefit cards now, I mean, you know, if these stores don't have the security to say, look, you know, there's no more benefits on these cards, you know, and look, if the card is wrong, how many times has my credit card gotten declined? I don't go after the restaurant or the store owner. You know, I'm like, okay, well, the credit card company must have messed up. And the credit card company has. Sometimes what they'll do is if I'm in another state or if I'm in another country, they're like, this could be a stolen card. And then I'm like, no, it's me. I'm fine with that. But for some reason, people think that if a card doesn't work or something, then it's the fault of the store. And we need to revamp, you know, what is appropriate behavior and not when it comes to somebody's card getting declined. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this next segment is adults only. Cover your kids' ears. Put the, Barney music or whatever the kids listen to now. I'm kind of blown away at some of the cartoons these kids are watching now. But, all right, so the dating world now has a new trend. And I'm not a fan of this trend. So somebody thought that if you do something called vabbing, it'll get you a date faster. Now, what is vabbing? Well, rather than dabbing perfume, you know, on areas of your body, you dab vaginal discharge on those areas. Why?
because the author or whoever decided this thought that maybe it would attract men or a partner, females, whoever's into that, because of the pheromones within. So, I have a very, very open mind about things, all right? I could see where their logic is, but it's not, I think it's a bad idea, it's a bad idea, it's a bad idea. So, the concept of pheromones, these are chemicals, many of them steroids, that are given off by somebody that attracts somebody else, is a very intricate system. And the reason why pheromones exist is because in the olden days and caveman days, when you were looking for a mate, they didn't want you mating with a child. They wanted you to mate with somebody sexually mature. Okay, we didn't like pedophilia in the caveman days. Nobody does. We still don't. And so, in order for you to know if that potential suitor is not a child anymore, there's a scent, body odor. You give these scents or these hormones out, or these, not hormones, so these pheromones out through your underarms. The underarms are big. That's why, you know, these kids, God, they get very, very stinky. And, you know, you're like, man, this stinks. But in the olden days, that told other people that, okay, they were mature enough sexually to be able to start making offspring. So that could be your future spouse or partner. So the underarms give off the smell. Other glands, sweat glands in your body. Your saliva can give off the scent. Your breath could give off the scent. Breast milk could also give off the scent, even though you don't make breast milk till after the baby. You would think, well, duh. But still, you give off pheromones. And genital secretions. The anus gives off pheromones. That's why dogs and cats are always checking each other out by their tushies. You know, like, okay, you know, are you, I'm like, you know, Shake, you just had sex with her 2 hours ago. You really have to check again? I mean, she didn't reverse back to no puberty. Right? She's still very active. You can see because she's, you know, running up and down and being all flirty with you. So I guess in the dating world, somebody said that a really good idea is to take whatever you have in your vagina and then dab it onto your body parts. This way, the pheromones get picked up. Well, I'm telling you right now, all right? I guess the argument is, well, if you're going to wear deodorant, you're covering up your underarms. If you're going to douche, if you're going to, I don't know, use a deodorized tampon, whatever, you're going to be altering the signals that other people can pick up. I'm telling you right now, these odors are strong enough to surpass that. And a lot of people really, you know, have visual cues. I don't want to stereotype, but the men I know, it doesn't take a smell. I mean, it could be, you know, you having a pulse and they're ready to go. So I think we're putting too much weight on pheromones now that we have all these other ways to be attractive. I mean, you know, we are half naked a lot of times in our dresses and in our clothes. But where I have a problem with people using, you know, discharge is, your vagina, remember I said, is a hostile environment. Very hostile. It has zillions upon zillions of bacteria and yeast and all that because it wants to protect the uterus. It wants to protect the baby. You now are taking that. You're taking part of it away. Right? It kind of disrupts the microbiome, disrupts the lubrication of it too, and then you're putting it on other parts of the body. So if you have yeast or lactobacillus or gonorrhea or chlamydia or HPV or something like that, you know, how many people that are kind of making out with you, kissing your neck, really want to get that on the mouth? Now, some of you will say, well, yeah, but you know, people have oral sex, and not always, not on the first date. Sometimes they just want to kiss. They don't want to necessarily, you know, they want to wait till they know you. So when you force somebody to get that into them when they aren't really prepared yet, then, I think that could get you into trouble. Another issue I have is everybody thinks that pheromones smell great. Some of our pheromones smell sweet. Some people smell vanilla-y. Some people really smell good. Others, their pheromones smell like, you know, they smell like sweat, smell like body odor, smells like urine. So if you think that what you're putting on from your anus or your vagina up by your ears or neck or chest or wrists smell good, you might want to ask a friend, and a friend you could trust, not a friend who wants you to, you know, not get the guy that she wants. But you might want to ask somebody if this smell is okay. Perfume is a multi-billion dollar industry with all these smells. And it's not that the average guy, you know, really likes the smell of, I don't know, cherry blossoms and all that. That's not what guys like. Guys want to know that you don't stink, and they want to know that you're interested in dating. So somebody putting on these scents will hide certain smells, and they will also, you know, be able to let people know, look, you know, I want to smell good. I'm wearing this perfume for you. Now, me, I love to put male cologne. I really identify as guys sometimes. I love male cologne on my wrists. And my husband doesn't mind it because he's used to the male smell. But I love the smell of male cologne. I do. So I put it on my wrists and things like that. So I just love the smell. It just, you know, I don't know. Just smells good. I remember loving the smell of aftershave because it reminded me of my dad. So when I would see aftershave, I would smell it just so I could think of my dad. You know, because I love my daddy. So, you know, smells will do that. Now, then finally, the other thing is, and this is something that a lot of doctors don't talk about, is you don't really want to stick your finger in orifices any more than you have to. Okay? So our bodies are designed for a sexual encounter, and the sexual encounter can range anywhere from a minute to maybe 15, 20 minutes. All right? After a while, things might kind of dry up, get a little painful, things like that. So sometimes, not too quick, but not too long. If you are dabbing perfume, now I don't know how many times you guys use body sprays or perfume, but I do it once a day in the morning. But other people are always, you know, reapplying. Well, that means you're going to be using your fingers multiple times down there. I don't think that's very, very prudent because you're introducing bacteria. I mean, how clean are your nails? You touch your phone, you touch the mouse pad, you touch the computer, you wipe your nose, and now you're introducing that. So multiple times introducing something into that can cause an altering, a change in your microbiome, and it could introduce infection. So I read an article where they said doctors have no problem with it at all. I'm not entirely sure about that. Finally, your skin has a microbiome. Your skin has millions upon zillions of bacteria on it as well to keep out other pathogens. You introduce other bacteria, it interferes with their work. They don't want big yeast globs there if they just want the staff, because the staff keeping things copacetic. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.